WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Back-to-back storms taking aim at the West Coast, which means wind, snow, and rain. ABC's Alex Perez is in Los Angeles.
Much of California will be coping with the impact of this storm throughout the day today. And the not-so-great news, another powerful storm is expected to slam the region this weekend. So we're not in the clear just yet.
Statewide storm preparations actually started earlier this week in California. The House has passed a bipartisan tax bill that expands the child tax credit and expands tax breaks for big business. A hangar under construction on the grounds of the Boise, Idaho airport collapsed on Wednesday, killing three people, injuring another nine. As we approach 4 months of the war between Israel and Hamas, the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry is now reporting the death toll stands at more than 27,000. The U.S. solidifying plans to retaliate after the deadly drone attack in Jordan, the U.S. also attributing that attack to an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Republicans on the state legislature are once again trying to reduce the power of the line item veto of the governor. That's after Democratic Governor Tony Evers used the partial veto to create more school funding in the state budget than Republicans had intended. Republicans want to get rid of the ability for the governor to create any new taxes or fees, and they're hoping to do that through the constitutional amendment process, which the governor cannot veto. Meanwhile, a package of bipartisan legislation signed into law by the governor will increase access to dental health care and grow Wisconsin's workforce in dental health. State Senator Mary Felskowski says Wisconsin will now recognize hygienist accreditations from other states. The package creates guidelines for distributing $20 million in state aid to technical colleges to increase dental training and to get more hygienists to places that need them in Wisconsin. Most of the state's counties are designated as professional shortage areas. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Patchy, dense fog this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high 44 this afternoon, the wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 29. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 40 by Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
Nothing to be wrong. 90s, and more.
Max FM.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta highway, looking for the love getaway, headed for the love getaway.
I got me a car, it's as big as a whale, and we're heading on down to the Love Shack. I got me a Chrysler, and it's about 20, so hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
The Love Shack is a little place where we can get together. Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, baby. Love Shack. Love Shack, baby. Love Shack.
That's where it's at.
Going to the Love Shack with the B-52s, maximum hits, the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Hey, it's Finn with you on this Thursday morning, filling in for Maddie Jones. She'll be back with us on Monday morning. So as you know, of course, we're getting closer and closer to the Super Bowl. Well, on Super Bowl Sunday, of course, you can always bet on some of the boring stuff, you know, like who's going to win the coin toss, what color will the Gatorade bath be, One online bookie is offering odds that aliens will invade Las Vegas during the Super Bowl and that the game will end in a tie. Yeah, there's some even crazier prop bets that are being offered out there. So here's the rundown for you. Yes, there is apparently a 0.1% chance that aliens will invade Las Vegas, leading to the game ending in a tie. So you can make some big money on that one, right? Number two, how about this one? The Chiefs win. Taylor Swift accompanies the team to the White House where she endorses President Biden and he sniffs her hair. Apparently, there's a 2% chance of that. How about the Chiefs win and Travis and Taylor announce they're expecting a baby? That's 4.8% likely. How likely do you think it is that the Niners will be leading at the half and then Usher will invite Taylor on stage during the halftime show where she performs Shake It Off and the Chiefs come back to win the game? The answer is 0.4%, and here's one that's kind of normal compared to the rest, but still pretty unlikely. Either quarterback catches one of his own passes. That's at 1.3%.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Maximum music. Max FM.
Dexy's Midnight Runner is maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Coming up this hour, we're going to be talking with Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce to talk about why weekends are best here in Baraboo. Right now it's Foreigner, Waiting for a Girl Like You. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. And Waiting for a Girl Like You, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Foreigner will be back out on the road with a tour this year. Unfortunately, as of now, it doesn't look like they have any dates scheduled for any place around here. No Midwestern dates as of yet. We'll keep our fingers crossed for something later in the year, though. So we wrapped up January yesterday with a really warm day, right? And now here we are. Welcome to February. Now there are a few things to look forward to in the month of February. In sports, the Pro Bowl is this Sunday. Super Bowl 58 is next Sunday. Tiger Woods will be hosting the Genesis Invitational starting on February 15th, and the Daytona 500 is February 18th. If you like over-the-top outfits, New York Fashion Week starts next Friday. It runs through February 14th. There's lots of TV. The Grammys are Sunday. The final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm starts the same day. Abbott Elementary is back on the 7th. If you like NCIS, that returns on the 12th. There's a new season of Love is Blind. That is on the 14th. Young Sheldon and So Help Me Todd are back on the 15th. Blue Bloods is on the 16th. American Idol kicks off a new season on the 18th. The Voice is back on the 26th. And season 46, I can't believe, season 46 of Survivor starts on February 28th. In theaters this month, we have Argylle opens tomorrow. The Spider-Man spinoff, Madame Web, with Dakota Johnson, out on the 14th. We also have some stuff to look forward to with the holidays. The big ones are Mardi Gras on the 13th. Of course, Valentine's Day on the 14th. President's Day on the 19th. And February is Black History Month.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 Fifth Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Tonight, the Baraboo Thunderbird boys basketball team is going to be at home hosting Mount Horeb. 7:15, the tip-off for it. And the Badger Lightning girls hockey squad is going to be at Madison Ice Arena going against Middleton, the Metro Lynx. Reedsburg this evening, it's going to be the boys basketball team at Stoughton High School at 7:15. Sauk Prairie boys hockey at Viroqua tonight at 7. And for Portage this evening, it's the boys basketball team traveling to Edgewood, also at 7:15. It was a special night for Damian Lillard last night in Portland, but his current team ultimately lost to his former team, 119-116. Bucks fall to the Trailblazers. Lillard got a standing ovation when he was introduced, plus remarkable tributes and different moments during timeouts and before and after the game to celebrate the 8-time All-Star who spent 11 seasons in Portland prior to coming to the Bucks this summer. Even looked like he was getting emotional at times, as it was clearly a very special night for him. He'd finished with 25 points, had 7 assists and 6 rebounds. Giannis had 27 points and 8 boards in the game. But ultimately, Portland hit some big shots down the stretch and pulled away and got that 3-point victory. Second straight loss for the Doc Rivers-led Bucks. Though their next opportunity coming up on Saturday when they're still on the road, they'll be at Dallas to face the 26-win Mavericks squad. They then head to Utah to go against the Jazz and then round out the road trip against the Phoenix Suns. Number 6-ranked Badger men's basketball team back on the court tonight. They're in Lincoln to go against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. 7:30 is the tip-off for that one. Badgers are 16-4 for the season, 8-1 in the Big Ten to lead the conference. Nebraska comes in with a 15-6 record, 5-5 in the conference. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
patchy dense fog this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high 44 this afternoon, the wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 29. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 40 by Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7 Max
FM. Hey! Jenny, Jenny, who can I turn to? You give me something
and more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with Styx and Too Much Time on My Hands. Finn filling in for Maddie Jones today. Maddie will be back with us on Monday. It's time to run down birthdays and anniversaries. Celebrating today, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, that's where the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line number is really handy, because you can get those to us over on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line number, which is 355-9970. Let's run down the celebrities that are celebrating a birthday today. First of all, let's mention Lisa Marie Presley, who passed away last year. She would have been 56 years old today. Celebrating birthdays today, musician Harry Styles is turning 30. Also, Lauren Conrad from Laguna Beach and the Hills on MTV. Lauren Conrad is celebrating her 38th birthday on this February 1st. Celebrating a birthday today, Michael C. Hall. You may remember him as Dexter. Yeah, he's 53 years old today. Comedian Pauly Shore celebrating a birthday on this February 1st. He is 56. Sherilyn Fenn, who played Audrey on Twin Peaks, is 59. And Garrett Morris, original SNL cast member, also Earl on Two Broke Girls and Lloyd on This Is Us. Garrett Morris is turning 87 years old today. So many great moments from him, especially on SNL, but of course he was great on Two Broke Girls too, and This Is Us as well. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us here at Max FM. And we do have one local birthday to pass to you today, and we got this in from the Wisconsin Dells Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line number. Becky Benson texted us this morning, and she says, please wish our very own local Frenchie Press owner and barista, Dana Clicco, a very happy birthday from all of your biggest supporters. So happy birthday, Dana. Have a great birthday on this February 1st. Coming up before 8 o'clock this morning, we'll be talking with Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce to talk about why weekends are best here in Baraboo.
should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden mat. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, she had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. Jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby, I ain't got enough gas. Oh yeah, little red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Yes, you are.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with Billy Joel.
Joe.
That's Billy Joel, Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with his little history lesson there. We didn't start the fire, and Billy freaked us all out just recently when he announced that he would be releasing a new song, his first in about 100 years, and it kind of caught us all off guard. Fingers crossed this morning. We will hope that we will be chatting with Ben Bromley in just a minute here. He's going to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo, and it's brought to you by Baraboo Pizza Ranch.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Well, you never know how this is going to go. Fingers crossed this morning, technology will work out with us. Ben, are you standing by there?
It is our lucky day, Finn.
Oh. We are so lucky. I never know how it's going to go, especially when Maddie's on vacation. I mean, she's got a better understanding about this than I do. So, I'm so grateful. How are you doing today, Ben?
Doing great. Glad to be with you.
All right. Well, let's find out everything that is happening in Baraboo for the next few days. What do you want to start with
let's
today?
Let's do it. Well, first a note, the calendar got a little thinner just this week. We had a couple of changes. So Baraboo Theater Guild, for folks who aren't aware, has postponed their production of Waiting for Godot. It was supposed to open this weekend. It's going to be a two-weekend production. It's going to open next weekend. They've had some technical challenges at the theater on campus. So there's still going to have it. It'll just be these next two weekends. Also,
okay,
there are a couple of...
Oh, so it's just been postponed. It hasn't been canceled. The show will go on.
The show must go on,
as always. And it's a great show, too. Samuel Beckett, it's just a fantastic show. All right, so what else do we have?
I was going to mention, too, that our friends at the Legacy Dinner Theater in the Dells, they're a chamber member. They actually had some shows coming up this weekend that also got postponed. So if any folks out there hadn't heard and had tickets for some of the events they had, those are still going to happen. It's just going to be later on in the spring.
All right, gotcha. And they've got a lot of great shows.
What actually is happening.
Okay. All right, what's going on?
Let's start tonight. For history buffs out there, this is going to be a wonderful program. It's called Baraboo 101, From River to Ringling. This is being presented by Paul Walter of the Sauk County Historical Society. It's going to take place tonight at the new and improved library at 6:30 p.m. Okay. Now, this is going to be a sort of a recurring event where you get a couple different chances to see this. So it premieres tonight. They're also going to do it in 3 weeks on February 22nd, and then another 3 weeks after that on March 14th. But it'd be a great insight into how our wonderful community was founded.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Plus, it gives you a chance to check out the new digs at the library and how they've updated it if you haven't been in there. So very cool. Okay.
Absolutely.
What else?
So we actually have, with all those cancellations I mentioned, we got nothing for Friday, so I'm going to skip right ahead to Saturday.
Okay.
Now, this
okay.
is a big weekend. It's Baraboo Winterfest.
Yes.
So there's a whole slew of events, and you can check out the calendar at baraboo.com. You can also look at on the city website, on the Park and Recs page. They've got the whole rundown of events. There's all kinds of things happening. A lot of it is taking place Saturday between 9 and 5. They've got different things at the Civic Center, at the library, at Steinhorst Park, all kinds of different activities. And the idea is to get families out and about, get some exercise together outdoors in the winter.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like the temperatures are going to be there for us this weekend, and
perfect.
It's not going to be too chilly. Okay. Looking forward to that one. What else? Do we have anything else going on?
Oh, we certainly do. The Baraboo Cocoa Crawl is going to be taking place downtown Saturday from 11 to 1. Now, last I heard, this might be sold out, but if not, they might still have some tickets at Beckett Cates. They've got 14 stops where you can try different creative cocoa concoctions. And there again, that's another family event where you can get the whole family together and get out and about on a nice winter Saturday.
You had me at Coco.
Yes, indeed.
Sounds great. Okay.
Now, we also like to talk about our live music, and often that gets paired with wine. We got a couple opportunities for you Saturday afternoon. John Gay will be performing at Broken Bottle Winery up in the Dells from 1:30 to 4:30. Also, Saturday afternoon, We're going to have Mark Lemire performing live at Balanced Rock. That'll be from 3 until 5:30 at Balanced Rock Winery.
We have so many great musicians in the area, and it's such a good time. I mean, because as you know, I mean, generally speaking, this time of the year, we all need a little bit of a pick-me-up, right?
Certainly.
And we've got so much great live music in the area. So thankful for that.
And if you're still in good shape to get some exercise after your visits to the wineries, and if you didn't already get to Winterfest, perhaps, there's one more opportunity for some outdoor rec Saturday evening at Mirror Lake State Park. They'll be hosting a candlelight ski/hike/snowshoe. And, of course, with the weather, we'll see how much of the snow is left for the skiing
yeah.
and snowshoeing. But you can certainly hike. That's going to start at 6 p.m. Now, that's a free event, but of course you need your state park sticker, and as we always remind folks, you can buy those right at the chamber office at the visitor center.
Awesome. And again, the temperatures and the weather seems like it's going to hold out for us this weekend.
Perfect for these weekend. Outdoor events. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anything else you want to mention this morning, Ben?
Sure. Last thing, once again, Outdoor Rec moving forward to Sunday. For the ice skaters out there, remind folks that Thunderbird Youth Hockey hosts an open skate every Sunday in the winter starting at 5 p.m. And if the skating isn't enough, you can also catch a glimpse of the new Zamboni.
Oh, yeah. That'll be very cool. Very cool. So if people want a rundown of all these events or if they want to add something to the list, where do they need to go?
Please visit baraboo.com, find the calendar there, and you can submit events by hitting the little plus sign right on there. So that way we can get it out to everyone on the website, and also you and I and Maddie can talk about yep. it on Thursday mornings.
Nice. Thank you, Ben, this morning. I'm very grateful that the technology was there for us, and we dodged a bullet there this morning. Okay. All right. You have a great day, Ben.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, and why weekends are best in Baraboo, brought to you by the Baraboo Pizza Ranch.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Did you hear me just now?
80s, 90s, and more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99 Cent. Max FM.